6 now. Back to John chapter 6 and verse 63 of John chapter 6 in our study this morning, that we have to have a connection in order to live a fruitful life.
It is the Spirit who gives life.
Come on.
The flesh profits nothing.
Yeah.
The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
So you see there that you cannot bear spiritual fruit from the flesh. It's not going to work. So let me emphasize this again. You cannot bear spiritual fruit from the flesh. Jesus tells us already that you have to be in the Spirit. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh does not. It does not profit nothing. And then he tells us what we need to do. The word that I speak are spirit. Because he only speak whose word? God's word. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus was clear here. He says, I do not speak word of flesh. I speak word of life. Because what I'm saying to you are my Father's word. And my Father is life. So hear this here, fellas, brothers and sisters, on this Tuesday morning. We need to find the love of God. And in order for us to find that, it's only rooted in his word, what he says.
Amen. You're not going to find anything in the flesh. I'm telling you that right now. We say this over and over again. We need to connect in the Spirit, and we're saying it again. You know, sometimes people pray and they say, well, I don't get an answer. But, you know, we live in a world that's very rushed. Mm-hmm. It's like having a microwave and having a stove. You put the boiling water on top of the stove, you have to wait 10 minutes. We put in the microwave, so you only wait 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's it.
And then we get it. But, you know, sometimes you just need to be patient and ask God. And the answer will come. Yeah. The answer will come, but we just need to trust God and we need to wait on him and to read his word and to stay connected, because if you live in this fleshly world, you are never going to be at peace like the peace that he offers. The peace that we have, even when things are chaotic, like Pastor Diana said, we have this peace and this joy that there's no explanation. It's only because it comes from within. And true happiness only comes from within with his perfect love.
In John chapter 14, verse 27, it tells us about that peace. Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So he's telling us we can't allow our heart to be troubled. We can't allow it to be afraid. We have to operate in this peace that Jesus has given us. And it's a peace that cannot be found in the world. It's a deposit of peace on the inside of us. And we cultivate it by choosing to operate in peace, even in the midst of chaos, having a desire to please God and knowing that his thoughts toward us are good. His intentions toward us are good. The future and the plan that he has for us are good. In James chapter 4, starting at verse 1, it tells us, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? So these things that are not of peace, these things that are of chaos, wars and fights, where do they come from? They come from our own desire to please ourselves instead of pleasing God.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are making decisions and we're coming in aligned with what's pleasing to us and not what's pleasing to God, we're not going to get the results of peace. We're not going to have that implanted seed of peace. It tells us in James chapter 3, verse 18, which is the verse right before that verse, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So if our desire is to have a life of peace, then our desire must be in line with the desires of God and pleasing God. We can't succumb to the desires or the pleasure of our flesh or popular opinion. We have to come in alignment with the authority of the word. And the word is peace. The word is joy. The word is comfort. The word is security.
Yes.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count. For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
True.